silly pride.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 90.5 FM WFM for Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to I Kicked a Boy by The Sundays. Shout out to The Sundays, I guess. If you're a frequent hyper-reality listener, you might be like, where's Alex? Didn't this guy sub last week? And the answer to that is yes, I did. And I'm subbing again. You know, is that so wrong? Is that a crime? I don't think so. No 2-hour show, though. Just gonna be me hanging out for this 1 hour. I'm gonna go. But, yeah, I like to think this hour will be an hour well spent for everyone here, including myself. So, yeah, I got nothing else after that. I got some fun music today, I think. Kind of a downer? Not really. No, you know, I'm not gonna say that. It's an emotional adventure, is what I'll say with what I'm playing today. And, so, not to keep the suspense going, I'm just gonna play the next song and we're gonna listen and enjoy. Okay, see you in a bit.
Trying to get her to stay here, but she's been gone for an hour.
Nothing. how sad are we? And how sad have we been? We let you know. We let you know all the comments. You're really interested. You wonder how we've stayed alive till now. We let you know. We let you know, but only if you're really interested. We're all smiles, then honest, I swear it's the turnstiles that make us hostile. Oh, 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 oh. We will descend on anyone unable to defend them. And the songs we sing, they're not supposed to mean a thing. La la la, la la la, la la la, la la la.
Okay, we just listened to We'll Let You Know by Morrissey. Just before that was Vampire Empire by Vic Thief. Right before that was I Don't Want to Get Over You by The Magnetic Fields. And right before that was Medication by The Skin Cells. It's a great name, The Skin Cells. You can just, like, with that one, you could feel just the Alex G. That was just straight up just Alex G copy and paste. But, like, I'm not mad about it. Like, it sounded good. And as someone who enjoys Alex G, is it so wrong? Does it just be straight copy-paste Alex G? I don't think so. So, shout out to The Skin Cells. I don't think, whoever that is, I don't think they make music anymore, unfortunately. But, it's a fun little song. I Don't Want to Get Over You by The Magnetic Fields. That's from their album 69 Love Songs, which is what it sounds like in that. It has 69 love songs. It's truly a quest, I think, to go through. I was doing it last week, like, periodically, I think throughout the day. I was just, every time I would had the time, I'd be like, let me keep going through this album. And, like, is it worth it? Debatable. Like, there are some great songs in there, like this one. This one's a nice little poppy tune. But other times you're like, what are we doing here, guys? What are we doing here? But, like, it's fun trying to do it, like, once. And you'll find plenty of good songs. Again, the Magnetic Fields know what they're doing. But I don't think we needed... I don't think they were really stretching to get those 69. And, again, I say this as somebody who last week went on air and said I was really debating if the Magnetic Fields are the greatest American band ever. By really debating, I mean I just kind of had the thought. Which they're not. But, like, okay. Sorry, this just happened. You probably saw this with the last one. Somehow, someone is putting in, like, song. I guess they, like, messed up their Spinatron when it was their show, probably, like, last night. But now it's cutting through. So if you suddenly see the Spinatron songs changing and being wrong when the song did not change, that's what that is. I'll see if I can, like, correct it as it's going on. But, so, okay. Sorry, did I die? Sorry to change topic. Big Thief, the Vampire Empire, Big Thief song, great song. It was like, they had a live version of that song. I think they played on Colbert in like February or March of this year. And I heard it, like that live version. I was like, this is probably the greatest song they've ever written. And then they released it. And don't get me wrong, I really enjoy this single version, which came out like this summer in July, I want to say. Like they waited a while to release this thing. Again, don't be wrong, I really enjoy this single. Adrian Linker kills it. But like the flute on the Colbert live edition is terrific. If you haven't watched the version that they play, the version of this song that they play on Colbert, highly recommend. It's really good. And then finally, Morrissey. He's got a great voice. It's too bad we will never know what Morrissey's politics are. I guess we'll never know. It's too bad. Just kidding. That's kind of screw you, Morrissey. But he's got a good voice. Okay. I got more music to play. Again, sorry if the song titles start being weird. I'll do my best to counteract that. But we'll see how that goes. Okay, here is some Animal Collective and other music. Okay, goodbye.
an eternity lapses to swallowed attacks and just held them in. I can't be fixed, so I'm just aching. Cause the longer I go is the more that I know that I'm different than before, and you can't help me anymore.
Please just turn me down. Ooh. Oh, please just turn me down. Why won't you?
Well, that was quite the emotional whirlwind right there. We just listened to Turn Me Down by Julia Jacklin. Right before that was Three Summers by Jeff Rosenstock. And right before that was Fireworks by Animal Collective. I don't know why, but for the past like 4 days, I've listened to so much Fireworks by Animal Collective. I can't tell you why, but the grip that that song has on me right now is insane. I was like, from Saturday to Monday, I was really just studying for one midterm that like I did. I don't know how I did on it. I didn't love how I did. It was not my best showing. That's not the point. But the entire time I was studying for this proverbial midterm, I just had Fireworks by Animal Collective just on repeat. For some reason, it was just the most effective study song maybe ever. Like, I learned you cannot tell when it begins and when it ends. And I don't know, it just really hits. And then the bridge, it's so beautiful. And I don't know if I'm going to say profound, but kind of profound. Like, not really, but like in a very real way. Very profound. I do not know why. The millennials had a point with Animal Collective. We should hear them out. They were right on that one thing. And I'm willing to concede that. Animal Collective kind of rocks. Like, I'm sorry. They're pretty cool, especially that song. It's so good. Three Summers by Jeff Rosenstock. That's the closing song on his new album Hell Mode that came out probably like a month or two ago. That I've really enjoyed. It's one of my favorite albums, I think, of this year. It's like very like pop punk, but it's kind of fun. Like, it's pop punk that I like kind of jive with. I feel like, not that I'm like anti pop punk, but this one's like especially kind of good. I don't know, he kind of went crazy with that one, so shout out Jeffrey I don't know why I called him that. I don't know him like that. Shout out to Jeff Rosenstock. And then finally, that Julia Jacklin song. Julia Jacklin, I'm a Jack-o-lantern. Do you think that's what she calls her fans? Jack-o-lanterns? See how that was also seasonal, everyone. I hope everyone's patting me on the back for that one. She's you can consider me a Jack-o-lantern. Her voice is incredible, and she really shows it on that song. Just the climax there is absurd. And then the instrumental, the instrumental track, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. It just goes crazy. Like, you can't help but listen to that and then, like, okay, wait. You can't listen to that and not help but just move your body in, like, very structured ways, which I guess just people call dancing. But I don't know. It's something very real and genuine about that. You know what's also very real and especially genuine? This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. This has been a message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. That's right. Please don't text and drive. Please. Excuse me, I just hiccuped. Please don't text and drive. It is bad. And you can quote me on that. Okay, I got some more fun. That almost fell. I got some more fun music to play. I'm on the edge of my seat. I'm sure you all are too. I know you're just shaking with anticipation to know what I'm about to play next. So I'll let you stop shaking and I'll just play what I'm going to play next. Okay. See you guys in a sec.
Thank you. that holds out the tiny piece he'll release from his soul. Gonna steal some bed sheets from an amputee. Gonna mount them on a canvas in the middle of the gallery. I'm gonna tell everybody it was painted by a chimpanzee. Just between you and me, here at the cultural low watermark, if it's fraud or art, they'll pay you to believe. I'm gonna take five young dudes from white families. I'm gonna mount them on a bill in the middle of the country. I'm gonna tell everybody they sing like angels with whiter teeth. But just between you and me, they're just like the ones before with their standards lower. No, the concert goer will pay you to believe. Recognize, and as the world is getting smaller, small things take up all your time. Narcissus would have had a field day if he could have got online. And friends, it's not self-love that kills you, it's when those who hate you
enjoying the Chill Winter playlist.
Just quickly, how would you rate yourself?
I mean indie brunch.
In terms of sex appeal and cultural significance.
Irony.
Do you usually listen to music like this?
Just one more mile. You can do it again.
Can we recommend some similar artists?
This is totally the song of my summer.
Are you feeling depressed?
This guy just gets me.
But your feedback's important to us.
Music is my life.
Gonna buy myself a sports team and put 'em in a pit. I'm gonna wage the old crusade against consciousness. All I need's a couple winners to get every loser to fight in it. Keep the golden calf, just need the bullshit. And they won't just sell themselves into slavery. They'll get on their knees and pay you to believe.
Okay, gonna be fast. We just listened to The Memo by Father John Misty. And right before that was A Favor by Aukerville River. Both songs are really good. I really enjoy them. The horns in A Favor, they cooked. They did simple as that. They simply cooked. This has been it for me. Again, thank you, Alex, for letting me sub. It was a pleasure as always. If you like what you heard in my witty banter and my nice music choices, I have a show called Foxtrot that is every other Wednesday night, Thursday morning, whatever you want to say, from 1 to 2 a.m. So usually it's a slot after this one, but this is not my week, and I want to go to sleep this week, so I'm not taking over. But yeah, you should check it out. It's called Foxtrot. It's a really good time, and yeah. Okay, I'm going to close out with some Twin Peaks, Walk to the One You Love. I hope you all have a wonderful night and a wonderful rest of your week and a wonderful hollow weekend, some could even say. And tune in to actual Foxtrot next week to hear more. Okay, this has been Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford, Duff's Freeform Radio. Have a good one.